Did you ever walk in on your parents?
No. If I did, I would have went
blind.
Did
they ever walk in on you?
No.
But you wanted to do.
I did. I was
trying
like,
to bait him.
Yeah. Well, one time I almost got walked in while I was debating myself. Right. But that happens when you're a teenager living at home and you forget to lock the door.
Okay. Get off my lap and let's do this.
Yes.
How would it sound if I said that and them and these and those guys?
Do what?
That and them and these and those guys.
Oh, okay.
Does that sound like elocution?
Yes.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to what promises to be another exciting episode of The Flea Show. This is Randy.
This is Kat.
And if it's going to be, if we're going to promise, then we better deliver.
Well, we may do neither, we may do both. It just depends. Flip the coin.
There's a lot of fleas in this world, and we like to bring the attention to those. Put them in the spotlight, if
you
will.
Oh, yeah. That's what this is about, giving fleas their
They're 15 minutes.
Yeah, or 15 seconds.
You got a nice little one there.
Yes, this took place at a Walmart in Wisconsin. Doesn't sound too crazy until you hear what it's about. Man accused of guzzling alcohol while in a Walmart liquor sale, of course, took place in Wisconsin. No big surprise there. apparently, a man was walking down the aisle of said Walmart, down the liquor aisle, while his wife was doing some grocery shopping. Took a whole bunch of the spiked lemonade drinks from the shelf, drank them, put them back onto the shelf for someone else, I guess, to buy empty bottles. Apparently, that's the thing to do up in Wisconsin is buy empty bottles. When he was arrested, basically because it's one of the Walmart Supercenter people saw him on the camera, put it back there. They called the police to have him arrested. The man's big concern was he didn't know how he was going to tell his wife that his 16th month streak of being sober was broken down the aisle of a Walmart liquor aisle.
And you know what's bad about this? He actually got caught. Cause I'm sure it's happened before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was reading some other stories on here about people. Apparently in Walmart, people said that they've gone in there and have drank. Like, they'll go in there to pretend they're grocery shopping, get a six-pack and drink the six-pack, and then just leave the shopping cart in the middle. I'm like, you know what? Sounds like a Sunday afternoon to me.
Well, every time I'm in Walmart, they're always offering samples of something anyway, so it might as well be hard liquor.
Yeah, and let's be honest. We've all been in a Walmart, and who, upon 5 minutes of walking to Walmart, doesn't want to get drunk from what they see in there? I'm Britney Spears. I got my Cheetos in my mouth, y'all. I'm sexist still.
It's Britney, bitch.
You want to go ahead and do your vent thing before we get started?
My vent?
Yeah, you have a vent?
A vent? I don't know. I have breaking news that we'll get into about Britney Spears in a little bit.
No breaking, you're all dressed up like that for the trash collector.
Hear ye, hear ye! The Homer Broadcasting System is on the air! All hollering all the time.
All right, let's get this thing rocking. Hello and welcome to the Flea Show. This is Randy.
I am Ken.
I've been laughing all day.
Oh, it's been crazy. We had our traditional gas station stop.
Yes.
Not bathroom related.
Which will also be our flea meeting.
Yes. It was fleetaculous.
It was fleediculous.
Oh, stop yourself.
All right, the MTV Music Awards the other night were exciting, and I've got to say that Britney Spears was awesome.
It was. I didn't know she was pregnant again.
I didn't know she was a fish because she had gills on her back, it looked like.
It was bad. Who told her to wear that?
I don't know, but she definitely needed to wear a one piece.
Oh, yeah. Like, she had to wear jeans and, like, a nice
Welcome
little...
to the Flea Fashion Show.
Yeah, we're going to go over styling and makeup later.
Well, Ken, there was a Ohio police officer arrested for sex charges.
Really?
In a park bathroom. This happened around Cleveland.
Bernie Kosar?
Yeah, 36 years. It could have been... Sean Kemp. No, he's not a police officer.
No.
36-year-old Ohio police officer who is married with children. I don't know why they had to put that in there, but he's facing public indecency charges after a park ranger allegedly caught him in a sexual act in a park's public restroom. Doesn't say if it was male or female. This is according to a report from myfoxcleveland.com.
Ooh, I guess Cleveland.
If it's got Fox in it, you're going to get stuff like this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All day long.
Always seedy.
Okay, the officer was allegedly wearing a red thong at the time.
Thanks. Had enough.
I knew you'd like that part. Why a red thong? Maybe he was an Ohio State fan.
I don't know. Talk about turning your Buckeye blue.
In court, his lawyer blamed the indecent and personal problems on something else that he was trying to address.
Sounds like he was trying to undress something.
I'm having a few problems. Let me see what color of thong I want to wear today to the park.
I blame it all on Brady Quinn.
Oh, man. And there's a lot of that stuff that goes on. A lot of toe tapping.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff that goes on at parks around here.
Oh, yeah.
They did a sweep and collected a bunch of guys out there.
Just having some fun.
Just been running wild.
Those parks just get crowded at night.
I don't know if they used a tranquilizer gun on them or just rounded them up.
Hunting buffalo.
I mean, did they get in tree stands? And
I don't know what kind of stance they had, but it's definitely not the good kind.
Waiting for these guys to lurk around.
Oh.
Did they have some sort of whistle or a call that they did?
I don't know if there was a whistle, but I'm guaranteeing something was blown.
All right.
There's apparently a big uproar in New Jersey. Apparently some terrorists activity in the state of New Jersey. Apparently there's been some rumblings of Al-Qaeda networking in New Jersey. Good news is John Bon Jovi will thwart the terrorist attack with his acid jeans and his tight package going around stopping all of Bin Laden's men singing songs about hope and despair and young lust. I wish I could go around stabbing people and not have to work anymore. What Cam, what do you want to do? And you go, well, I want to stab somebody and never have to work again.
But you see, you don't have any memorabilia or anything like that, so there can't be a continuous story
true.
With you.
That's true. I can't go around signing autographs.
Right.
Except for other degenerates who might think I'm a hero for stabbing my wife.
I suppose you could be a part of the Al-Qaeda network.
I could be. I just put it, you know, just get all
who
crazy.
Who would the anchorman be for the Al-Qaeda network nightly news? OJ?
OJ. Well, he's got experience with slashing.
This is OJ Simpson for the Al-Qaeda nightly network news.
Oh, crap.
Our top story tonight, stabbing.
Get me some stabbings. Yep. Also,
let's go to our reporter on the scene now who is currently stabbing somebody.
Stabby. That's all it is. It's just like, all it is just file footage of OJ slashing throats. Juice.
Vessel sent shockwaves around the world.
Me and you's going to play bathtub. You're not going to tell anybody.
I just fell out of my seat. Shock and awe.
Chair's been broke.
I broke the chair. I rebroke it.
Yeah. Gargle, gargle.
Whoa.
That was phlegm.
That was dangerous.
Even
right
though,
there, bro.
Even though this microphone is kind of confusing me.
Here we go.
I'm Bill Curtis. It was reported that Hitler might have been gay.
Hitler had a knack for crooning young boys. Sieg Heil was really German for in the tushy. Whenever he invaded Poland, he required them to dress in dresses.
I come and see dress, young men.
Many knights were worn.
Is that the bayonet, or you're just happy to see me? What do you think?
I'm Bill Curtis. Why do you think their helmets look like penis heads?
Women were not allowed to vote under Hitler's reign.
The vagina was actually outlawed from 1926 to 1946 under under Hitler's enact of the Pink Panther.
In Hitler's terms, Stalin meant, are you still in?
It's a known fact that Hitler's great-grandson is Marv Albert's.
The Luftwaffe! Where is the Luftwaffe?
British soldiers invaded off as the Russians invaded the Czech Republic.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Hitler, where is my makeup?
Lenin and Stalin once visited Hitler at a gay brothel east of Berlin and in Amsterdam. The
Sieg
night... The prostitutes were ripe and young. If there's grass in the field, play ball, said Stalin.
Blah!